When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hey there, folks. Welcome to the latest episode of Amy and TJ. What's going on with me? I had to look up at the wall and read the name of our podcast.
Wow.
It's just our name.
It's a great start.
Yeah?
I thought you were the good starter.
No, you told everybody I was a good starter. You know how bad of a starter you have to be if you think I do a better job than this one?
Wow, you found a way to insult me right off the top.
No, I was insulting me. Oh. I was saying that was so terrible.
No, you're saying that I'm even worse than you,
No,
though.
You're saying you're worse than me. Wow, this is a good start.
Oh,
this is
gosh.
How you start a podcast. Hello. And welcome, everybody. We are on a pretty good high right now because the weather just turned here in New York.
So nice.
And we've been through, oh my goodness, months. It seems like we haven't had a break of any kind. And today, it hit what, 60?
62, and we pretty much thought it was 82.
80 at least.
I had a tank top on. I was skipping. I really was skipping down
the
street.
That's typical you, though. The weather has nothing to do with that.
I had an extra spring in my step
because
I was listening to Beyonce, and I was walking down the street, and I just thought, life doesn't get better than this. It is funny, though, how the weather can change everything.
So
we're going to enjoy the stretch this week here in New York City because it is long overdue. Although March is usually my least favorite weather month of New York. Because I think because I grew up in the South, you expect it to be warmer in March and it never is. But this week is the exception. So anyway, I'm very happy today. Very joyful today.
Wow, you are clearly very happy.
I am.
You just did an entire weather cast.
And we're looking at really good weather for the half marathon, the New York City half marathon on Sunday. Perfect running weather, starting out in the 40s, ending right at 60.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't have handpicked a better weather day.
You are giving a full weather report right now.
I missed my calling. I actually have to admit, I am one of those people.
Anytime you say I have to admit, brace myself.
Is anyone else out there, anyone who's listening, addicted to watching the Weather Channel, or I think I look at my weather app 10 times a day. There's something about it. Okay, Emma is a Weather Channel junkie. So TJ will know that this happened when we were traveling this summer overseas. We were in France, and we were walking down the street, and who did we see? And I kind of fangirled. My favorite Weather Channel.
Weatherman.
Paul Goodloe.
Yes.
I got so excited. I was like, I've been watching you for years.
Oh, my God, yes.
Paul, do you remember that?
Well, Paul, I hope you were supposed to be there because we just outed you now.
Oh, no. He was there with his wife. We got to meet it was his wife, and we had a fun chat, but I was kind of embarrassed at how excited I was to meet him, because that's how much I watch the Weather Channel.
Imagine how embarrassed I was. in France with the woman I love who's geeking out over another dude because he gives her the weather.
It was a rough vacation, Andy.
It was a rough vacation.
Well, you know, also back in the day when I covered hurricanes and all of that, when you saw Jim Cantore where you were, you knew.
Run.
I was excited. I was like, I'm going to be in Ground Zero.
Yeah.
We're going to watch the eye of the hurricane come over. So, yes, I'm a big...
No.
I'm a big Weather Channel junkie, although I've never done it, and that was my feeble attempt at it. But yes,
no.
Weather makes me happy.
Cantore, if I show up on scene, I see Cantore or Al Roker, y'all fly me out. Get me out now.
The last plane out before the storm hits.
No. I don't want to be anywhere near those two dudes.
Oh, my goodness.
During a storm. So see, look at that. You were worried about how we're going to start, and look at how we started.
It's better for us not to plan it. We used to do this all the time where we would just see what happens.
And it still works for us. But we're here on a little bit of a high because we had a bit of a concert.
Yes.
Before we came. A serenade. That's the right way to put it.
Yes.
Your daughter, Ava, is in Berlin, as we've talked about here. But she's very much a songstress. She is a songwriter. She's a singer. And she is so excited to tell mommy everything she's got going on.
Yes, she does. And she's been performing since she was, oh my gosh, since she could speak. So I have these hilarious videos of her singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow when she didn't even fully know the words. And she would add this vibrato, even though she clearly could not. She'd be like, somewhere, you know, she would see, I don't know, Judy Garland or somebody singing it. And she was trying to imitate her. So we have these videos and they're hilarious.
Can you post them later?
Possibly, yes. I think she'd be okay with it. They're so cute. And she just loved performing. Before she even knew how to sing, she was singing. And sometimes, well, you know, she's my daughter, so it was always wonderful. But, you know, she had a lot of learning, a lot of growing to do. And I asked her, actually, if I could talk about this, because she started taking her love of singing onto stages. And I didn't even have anything to do with it. She would go and book herself, find someone who would put her on a stage, and she ended up creating a rock band and performing at the Bitter End, which is a famed kind of divey, but again, famous music divey bar. I don't even know how to describe it. You've been there. It's this kind of hole in the wall, but people like, you know, Lady Gaga have seen there, sung there. Taylor Swift has sung there. So she got her start when she was 15. And I think, TJ, you saw an early concert, right?
No, I don't know. She was raring to go by the time I saw her.
She'd been doing it for a couple of years, but she would write all of her own songs. She did a couple covers. And as a parent, you know, you're holding your breath because you know that they're putting themselves out there. Anyone who is a performer, anyone who is a singer or an actor, when you get up there, you are laying it all out. You are exposing yourself to anyone who wants to say anything. But if you love what you're doing, when you're watching somebody perform who loves what they're doing, to me, that's the joy. That's the beauty. So we were talking because she didn't even know we were going to have this next guest who we'll introduce in just a second on the podcast. But she called me, FaceTimed me from Berlin to show me this new rendition, a new cover she came up with. She was so excited and she sounded fantastic. Maybe she'll even let me post that because then she sent me a recording that she made of her singing this cover. So it was beautiful and it was fun. And I said, you're never going to believe it. It's so funny you're FaceTiming me with this because I said, did you happen to catch that cute girl, 8 years old, who sang the national anthem? She's like, yes. And so she had seen it on TikTok. I think millions of you have seen it and watched it and rewatched it. And she was so excited that we were talking to Kinsley and her dad, and she wanted me to tell her to keep performing and to keep knocking it out of the ballpark and to keep putting yourself out there because you're only going to grow and get better when you do that. So let's introduce our next guest. It's Kinsley Murray and her dad, Schaefer Murray. Thank you all for joining us, and we're so excited to have you on the podcast. How are you doing?
Hi, good, how are you? Thanks for having me.
So, all right, Kinsley, how famous are you?
I don't know.
so humble. Were you surprised at how many people watched you perform at that Pacers game on TikTok so the Pacers put your performance of the national anthem up on TikTok, and do you know how many views you're up to right now?
I don't really look at it, so I don't know how many views they are.
Now, Kinsley, are you of age that you have a cell phone or access to an iPad and are able to scan the internet, or are you not old enough for that yet?
Not old enough.
Okay, that's okay. That's not a bad thing. I think it's
that's
right around.
That's a good thing.
Yes, I think that's probably right around the age. I finally my daughter's 11, so I think it was around 8, 9, 10 before she got her hands on devices. Now, a lot of people have seen you over the past couple of weeks, but you have been singing the national anthem in front of crowds for a while. Can you give me an idea of how long you've been doing that, and just maybe even how many times and how many places you've had the honor of doing that?
Well, since I was 2, when I was 1, I sang at my dad's choir, and then I told my dad that I wanted to start singing, like, the national anthem. So then I started doing that, and when I was 5, I started singing at, like, Major League Baseball and NBA basketball.
Wow.
And what I think what really inspires me is when Francis Scott Key wrote the national anthem and the War of 1812, and he looked at his telescope and he saw that the flag was still there. And I thought, and it really inspires me, and the crowd inspires me also.
Wow. And so I know the national anthem is your thing. You're very patriotic. You love our country. You love singing the national anthem. What is it like? I mean, that's nerve-wracking to sing in front of anyone. You're singing in front of thousands of people and now millions and millions and millions of people. I believe the last count was somewhere around 23 million views on TikTok have seen you sing. What is it like to sing in front of audiences that big and hear people cheering? Do you get nervous?
No, not at all. Especially at the Duke game, the crowd inspires me because they're like, woo! Even at the beginning, before I even sing the national anthem, they're like, woo! And somebody's like, I want a selfie! And so, especially, and then on Rockets, the crowd, it's just like cheering as loud as they can, and it makes me really happy, and it just gets me really excited and passionate, and I'm free. They're just like, woo! And then I bring it home.
You bring it home.
Okay, Dad, where does this come from? I assume she's got to be some kind of a chip off the old block, but this, the patriotism, the enthusiasm, the excitement about performing and singing even, where does this come from?
Like she said, I had a little choir at my fourth grade teacher, so I had a little choir that sang the anthem for local events, and she started singing it with them, I realized, when she was just turned a little after 1 year old, and wow. So it started going, but patriotism, she got the red, white, and blue thing, 4th of July, and she wants to look as fabulous as possible. So I try to help her in that way I can. And, she likes to, she keeps coming up with new things, and she wants the jewelry. She wants the fancy dresses. She wants the nails painted. She wants the hair. So I have to make my own bows and ribbons and all that. So cool. Just try to help her look as good as she can so she can go out there and perform.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Why is this one, though, Dad? I mean, you've seen her perform plenty of times. I mean, maybe every single time she's ever sang the national anthem. You were probably right there. Why is it that this performance has resonated and gotten so much attention, do you think?
I think it's just who posted it, I imagine.
Really?
And she's went viral one other time, not quite this many views, not even close this many views, but when she was, just turned six, she went viral at a Gonzaga game. It's kind of like the old iceberg, you know, you have that whole body of work underneath the water, and then they're just seeing the tip of it. But she's, like you said, been for a while, and it just caught fire, this one. And what's crazy to me is that I think 28 million views is the last thing I heard, and that makes for a third of the Pacers total TikTok views, which is insanity to me.
Wow, that is insane. That's got to feel good as a dad to see the impact she's having. What do you hear from the fans? I mean, she's talking about the roar of the crowds. I mean, you're seeing all the attention she's getting. Are you concerned about it at all? Are you excited for her? How do you feel about that as her father?
All we can continue to do is, keep trying to get harder. And we've worked on keys, and she works with her singing coach on keys, and she's eight, so sometimes she may go off, but we've talked about it, and we continue to work and get better, and that's all we can really do is work and get better. But when I got pictures of her performing in the kitchen, and it's every day. She just wants, even at the same song, she knows for 4 months that we're singing the Pacers game, and she works her tail off to actually do it. When can we practice? When can we go on it? And she, I'm not done practicing. It's just, it's constant. So she has the drive. And so I just want to, support her as much as I can.
And Dad, can I ask this? I asked Kinsley, but you might have a better count. How many times has she performed the national anthem in front of an official audience at an official event? And how do they get in touch? Do you get constant calls for her?
I'm like her agent in a way, and I send out what I can, because once she started doing professional events, we're probably doing about 15, 20 years. So she's over 100. She was doing more when we were doing a bunch of minor league stuff around town, but we don't have a lot of professional events in Eastern Washington. So we have to travel out. It's just, we're to just emailing out, and if they like her, they take her.
And Schaefer, this was of note to me. You're funding this whole thing. These aren't paid gigs. You're doing this to support your daughter and her passion. This has got to be an expensive endeavor.
We go to, I have lots of people that we know and keep in touch with through high school and just other things and friends and whatnot and family. So we try to keep it, at least this last time, we keep it to people that we know and family, so we have a place to stay. So, for purchase food and flight, try to get a good flight, cheap price out of it. But yeah, I'm funding the whole thing. And so we save up and try to have some extra, for summer vacation fun.
Kinsley, do you fully grasp the idea of what it means to be going viral? And secondly, given that, do you have friends or anybody at school or Are they kind of loving it and giving you a hard time about being so famous right now?
Yeah, they're like, you're really famous. I saw you on TV. Or like, you went viral.
You know what's so cute? I know our listeners, you at home, can't see Kinsley's face, but she has not once stopped smiling.
Not once.
You can tell the joy she has in doing this and performing. Kinsley, what do you want to do next? Do you have a performance already set up, or is there something that you really want to do that you haven't done yet? Tell us what's next.
Do the Dodgers or the Yankees? Because I just think it would be really cool because the Dodgers are like one of my favorite baseball teams. Well, my favorite baseball team ever. And the Yankees are just really big. So I think if I get into those two teams, I'll get bigger.
I think the Yankees is because she's really wants to go to New York.
I mean, so you wouldn't be nervous singing at Yankee Stadium, the national anthem. You wouldn't be nervous?
Not at all. The crowd just gives me a lot of confidence, inspires me. And some people say I inspire them. And so it really, so I think it's really, I think I really like it. And I would not be scared at all. I would be probably living the life.
Ah! You're living the life now. Kinsley, what's the biggest crowd so far that you have had to play? I see Dad, you're thinking there as well. Like, what would have been the biggest crowd you performed in front of?
I think it's the Pacers game.
Pacers and Sacramento Kings, about 20.
Whew.
But tell them what the wildest one was.
The wildest one I've ever done was Duke. They're like so crazy. Even before the game, they were like, I'm your biggest fan.
Aww.
Or like, so many pictures with me. And after the game, and it was just so cool how they were like all crazy about me.
I told her before she sang at Duke, I says, tell everybody she doesn't know nothing about Duke, but she will.
The crazies, yes, the Cameron crazies.
That's amazing. Kinsley, do you have a favorite singer, an idol, someone who you aspire to be like?
My inspirations are Kelly Clarkson, Fergie, Christina Aguilera, Jennifer Hudson, Taylor Swift, and Whitney Houston.
There's some pretty good singers there.
Those are all my inspirations as well, to be quite honest with you. So the performance that so many people did see at the Pacers game, take us all, Kinsley, into what goes into that performance. First of all, is that a typical performance for you, for those who hadn't seen you before? But also, what goes into that, how you picked what you were wearing, how you go about performing? Maybe you mixed it up a bit on this, and maybe you keep evolving. I don't know, because most of us just saw the one. So, tell us.
I just want to honor my country, and I think red, white, and blue is the best. So, I just like to look, and so I get all these glamorous stuff and sparkly dresses, and I just want to look as pretty and glitzy and glammy as I can. This was probably one of my favorite dresses. I like how they had the sleeve on and then the sparkles at the bottom. I really like that dress.
And Schaefer, am I correct that Dad, you're responsible for the dresses, even her hairstyles, everything? You do it all?
I'd like to say I made the dress, but I'm not that good. But we found some lady in Ireland who's, you know, very reasonable price, considering, and she actually drew a picture, sent it over, and I'm like, that's it. And so she did four different ones for the Midwest trip that we did, and they're all just incredible. And yeah, just the detail and all that. And she told me what to do for the most part, because I'm not savvy on girl dresses, but she had me get the forgot what they call that, the under thing, the poof underneath.
Of course, and I know exactly.
It's the Kremlin.
No, it's the under thing. It's the under poof. That's what we call it.
The under poof or
exactly
the Kremlin.
I know exactly what he was talking about.
That's amazing.
Probably something, but yeah.
Now, both of you all talked, when I asked about what goes into the performance, you talked about the attire. But I have to ask, Kinsley, you put some stank on your performance there. I mean, you made it your own. You didn't just get up there and sing. You made that a performance, and you really got into it. Now, what goes into that, I'm asking? Where does that come from? Do you look at any other inspirations? Is that all yours? Oh, tell me what that was.
Well, I like to look at my inspirations, like Kelly Clarkson or Whitney Houston or like Fergie or like any other ones, and I just like to put them together to make one full anthem, and I just cool. And then I just go out there and do my best.
Do you mix it up? Do you always sing it the same way, Kinsley, or do you every performance is different?
Well. Usually I like have one performance, and then like when I was little I had one performance, and then I started switching it up, and I keep keep switching it up until I like it, and then sometimes we switch it up after the other anthem, so we switch it up a lot.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty system for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
I'll admit, I actually told our producers two times in my life, much, much younger, I sang the national anthem, not in front of a crowd anywhere near as big as yours. But I was so nervous, and it was overwhelming. Like, I lost my breath support. You know, I practiced. I had a pitch pipe. And still, it's the scariest song, and it's one of the hardest songs to sing. You mentioned how you get excited when you hit the free, which is the highest note. You don't ever get nervous about hitting that note free. Has your voice ever cracked? Have you ever had anything go wrong where the next time you're thinking, please don't let that happen again? You've done it so many times. I'm amazed.
Well, I missed off key in my free a couple times. You just got to get that note really high.
And you know what I noticed? You just go for it. You don't hold back. And even if you are off, you still sing it with every ounce of your being. And that's what makes it so special. You can tell you have such a passion for what you do. And it's a beautiful thing to witness. I am curious, though, Schaefer, because yes, you want to support your daughter and her passion. I understand that as a mom, as I talked about my own daughter. Do you ever get worried, though? I can't imagine thinking we're singing at these games, which is cool enough. But now with the advent of social media and having so many people not only watch her, but comment on her, good and bad, are you afraid it's getting or it's gotten out of control in any way?
Like I said, I just try to support her passion. Nerves, I'm a wreck before she got. She's loving life. I got video. She's before the game, she's out dancing. Actually, before that game, her biggest thing was Tyrese Halliburton and talking to Tyrese. And she's regretting that she didn't get a selfie with him. But yeah, I'm the one that with the nerves. And yeah, I care about it. You know, I try not to expose her to too much of that stuff. But I tell her, you know, I mean, you're out in the public spotlight. If you get off note, they're going to get you. So she knows that, and she, you know, she just continues, like I said, to try and be her best. And we work with her, myself, as long with a couple other coaches that she talks to, just to make her as best as possible and do things, you know, in warmups and things to build that core so that maybe that doesn't happen.
And Schaefer, you told her, you put yourself out there in the spotlight, and you know, the good and the bad will come. What have you told her? How far have you gone in telling her about what's happened with this latest round of going viral?
I told her, just you know, we talked to my auntie as well, and she was the first one to say, was Auntie Tammy? She's the first one to say, you know, you ain't got haters until you made it. Baby, you made it. So.
Amen. Amen.
I love it. I love that. I love that. And look, these are lessons that people learn the hard way and all the time now these days. I mean, this is something that kids, no matter if they're putting themselves out there or not, you know, this is one of the evils of social media, is that people get to say whatever they want. They get to be anonymous. And so the fact that she's taking this in stride and she's doing something that she loves, that she's passionate about, that, you know, I think it's remarkable that she's got that big old smile on her face and she's ready for more. I think these are important life lessons that unfortunately we're all having to teach young kids at an earlier age than we should about social media in general. But to see someone following their dream, I don't see how anyone could say anything negative about a beautiful child who is following her dreams, following her heart, and listening to all of the noise and still undeterred going for it each and every time. Do you have the next gig set up, by the way, Schaefer?
We're working on a couple. We're working on some major league events, but yeah. No one's actually reaching out, unfortunately. So I'm hoping, you know, some of these major league, once stuff dies down, some people will reach out. I will say that, you know, with all the stuff and people saying things, like the people at the events, and if you listen to, especially the Duke game, I've never heard anything like it.
Yes.
Yeah. It's evil, the noise that I hear there for an anthem. I've seen Super Bowl, I've been to Super Bowls, I've been to World Series. I've never heard anything close to the type of reaction she gets. And she likes to do her parade at halftime around the concourse, and she could, because she gets stopped by hundreds for selfies, and that's and, cool. And every goes out of their way to tell her how amazing she did. So, you know, I get that, but there's, yeah, the amount of good stuff when she's at the game, it's crazy. It's crazy. And everybody talks about how, especially the Duke game, you inspired the team. I mean, Duke hadn't beat Virginia they went up 40-12 or whatever it was in the first half. And they just got into it, and they all attributed it to her. Which obviously it's not all her, but I mean, you get a crowd going, and that.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that take credit. Fine, it's fine. Take credit. It's okay, Schaefer. Y'all take credit. I have to, but I want to go back to something you just said. I was assuming the phone was ringing off the hook. To be honest with you, you said the calls aren't coming, and then you said that maybe they're waiting for some of this stuff to die down. Do you think this is having some impact on whether or not people would want to welcome her into their arena?
I think it definitely is, and it's sad, because I mean, you've never heard a response like this. For maybe you have, but not very many times have you heard this kind of 28 million views on an anthem. Good and bad. I mean, you have to have the bad to go with the good and the good to go with the bad, that to make it go like it is. I mean, her thing was she wanted to be different. She wanted to make it different. She wanted to make it her own so that she can get noticed, you know, and now that she's noticed, so we can adapt a little things here and there. But yeah, I mean, that's all she wants to do is sing at events. So yeah, like it does surprise me, but I'm hoping someone will reach out. And she obviously, you know, the big fear of an 8-year-old is that they're going to buckle and stop in the middle of a song. But I mean, clearly she's never done that. At least the worries. But yeah, just trying to go out there and get some events and make some people smile.
She does. I've been smiling the whole time, just watching Kinsley smile. Kinsley, what do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up, I want to be a singer or an actress. But if that doesn't work out, I'll just be a teacher because I really want to teach kids. And I want to, and I've been planning it out in my mind. Like, you can decorate your own classroom. Like, how hard could it be?
Yeah, Dad, how hard could it be? That is fantastic. You know, I want to ask about, you all have done these so many times, and we're talking about this last performance, but there have been so many other performances. Do you all do a kind of a debrief after a performance and say, this is what went well and this is what didn't go well? Is there a critique? Do you all do those?
Yeah, we talk about it when I do bad and when I do good, and like on the big notes, like the notes that get everybody cheering. Yeah, we talk about it a lot.
So what were the notes? I guess what were the, what was the debrief like after the Pacers performance? Did you know you nailed it? Did you think you had something special? Did you all think, what was you all's critique of that performance?
We talked about, there's just some off keys there, and you know, with the runs that she does, it, you know, that's where a lot of it is. But I mean, she feeds off the crowd, so in the moment I don't think she notices, but we listen to it after and go over it here and there. Okay, this was off. I think on that particular one, she went off key with a couple spots. Oseda's that Star Spangle. Right there, she likes that O. likes to do that. In the new game, we switched it a little bit just so she can be off key, on key on a little more spots.
Like I said, I think it is the hardest song to sing, and you're singing it a cappella, so you don't have a musical accompaniment. I mean, it's all you, and everyone's looking at you, and those are not easy notes to hit at all in any way, and even the greats get off key every now and then. But what I'm impressed by, and to me, this is the sign of someone who can make it in this industry, in a performance industry, you have to be able to take the critiques, and you have to be able to say, I'm going to take what you said and I'm going to do better and I'm going to get better and I'm going to work harder. And not many people can do that. So the fact that Kinsley can do that is remarkable at that age, because most people's egos, much older than 8, can't handle that. So the fact that she can, I think, is an awesome, awesome start to a very, very potentially amazing career. I'm curious, Kinsley, when I first started out performing in any way, the hardest thing to do was to listen or to watch myself. I didn't want to. Do you watch yourself back, and is it hard for you at all?
No, not really. I like how the crowd comes up to me. There was one person that was like, I'm a veteran, and it made me tear up a little. Well, it made me have tears. And then like someone's like, you made him cry. And there's another lady that was like, my birthday's on the 4th of July, and it feels really special when you're dressed up all red, white, and blue.
That is the absolute joy of being a performer, when you get that kind of feedback from people who you made happy for that moment. So that's an awesome thing to be able to do and to be able to share. And, you know, we wish you the best of success. We were so happy to be able to talk to you, to see that beautiful smile, and to see your dad who's right there with you. And I love the attire even today. We've got red, white, and blue. Do you always wear red, white, and blue?
Like, usually, like, on singing weekends, or, like, oh, when it's, like, the singing time. So, usually when it's, like, singing, when it's, like, the singing week or something.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. So, before we let you go, I have a question, one last question for you. Do you have a favorite line in the Star-Spangled Banner?
In the rocket's red glare.
Yeah, that's a good one. A lot of power behind that. Can you sing it or no? If you don't want to, that's fine.
My singing coach would probably kill me. Can you sing? Can you sing a little?
Ah! Oh, say, can you see? How about that? I gave it a go. My singing coach is going to be really mad too.
Wow. So it shows your boyfriend when you sing him that lullaby later.
She likes Banner. She can do Banner for you. Banner,
okay.
Get Wave.
Great.
Banner.
She's a performer. She's a performer. I love it.
You're
a performer. And I applaud you. And look, I have a little one that's 11 years old. And look, I read about you actually before I saw the video. And read about you and saw the video before I actually got to meet you. But after seeing the video, after reading some of the stuff that's out there, I just wanted to give you a hug. Look, I'm a parent. Robach here is a parent. And I just don't understand sometimes some of the foolishness that's out there and how anybody could any way, shape, or form pick up their phone and have the energy to compose a message on social media to criticize an 8-year-old child who's doing what she loves is beyond my comprehension. So you have full support in this studio here in New York. If you ever come up here, we expect to hear from you because we want to see you. So you, Kinsley, do your thing. Don't you ever stop, and please don't ever stop smiling.
Yeah.
We might be up on that because the Tamron Hall show did say they want her on in the near future. So,
all right. We are looking forward to that. Yeah. And I to echo what TJ said, never let your critics silence you. And I have a feeling they won't, because I can see that energy, and you've got a great guy right by your side, your dad. So thank you both for sharing your story, for bringing some joy into the iHeart studio. And we look forward to your next big event.
Thank you so much. I'll tell your dad that I said hi.
We will. I will tell her that you said hi. Thank you both.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening here, Amy and TJ. We are signing off, but you, of course, can check us on Instagram. We've got our personal ones. We've got Amy and TJ Podcast. And, of course, we're on TikTok as well. So we will see you all later. Thanks for listening.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Are you spending more time in your basement now that it's your rec room, office, kids' playroom, or home gym? Well, you need to ventilate those spaces to remove stagnant, musty air. For over 20 years, the Easy Breathe ventilation system exchanges dirty, damp air for cleaner, drier, healthier air. Take charge of your indoor air with your own Easy Breathe ventilation system. You can get it installed, or DIY kits are available. Just call 866-822-7328 or visit takechargeofyourair.com and receive 20% off today.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.